West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A former Harrelson County magistrate judge has been indicted on 20 counts of certifying false filings for alleged wrongdoings while he was in office. Brandon Heath served as magistrate court judge from 2009 until 2020. He resigned from that position in August of 20, a short time after the investigative panel of the Georgia Judicial Qualifications Commission commenced an investigation into allegations of judicial misconduct that included whether Heath improperly inserted himself into the investigation of an acquaintance and improperly used the prestige of his office to obtain information during the investigation. Also, whether Heath improperly issued arrest warrants without taking sworn testimony from affiants during his job as chief magistrate judge, and whether Heath engaged in intemperate and discourteous behavior on the bench. That investigation was resolved and no formal charges were filed after Heath agreed to step down and not seek elected office in the future. Now, 5 years later, a Paulding County grand jury has formally accused Heath of certifying false filings and determined there is enough evidence to proceed to trial. Paulding County's District Attorney Robert Lane confirming this week that the crimes are alleged to have occurred in Harrelson County, but the case was conflicted to the Paulding County District. Carrollton-based attorney Jason Swindle is representing Heath. In Georgia, certifying false filings can lead to misdemeanor penalties, including fines up to $1,000 and or imprisonment for up to 1 year. Filing false documents in general can result in felony charges, potentially leading to a prison term of 1 to 10 years, a fine up to $10,000, or both. Well, many of us looking to better understand how President Donald Trump's series of steep protective tariffs affecting nearly all goods imported into the United States could ultimately impact the average family, for better or for worse. I turn to Chair of the Department of Economics at the University of West Georgia, Dr. Joey Smith, for his view.
I'm not sure anybody really knows what the best case, worst case scenario is, because we implemented tariffs across the board on 180 different countries, and then we basically rolled a good number of those back and rolled the rates down for a lot of them that we had initially implemented. Part of the worst case scenario has already happened is that we've spooked the markets. That's been, so far, the majority of the impact. We've raised a little bit of revenue, but it's not really possible for us to raise enough revenue from the tariffs to be able to do what the plan is, which is replace the income tax, or at least that's my understanding, because there's a lot of things being thrown around. Anybody who is trying to understand what's going on is probably in a situation where their head is spinning because changes are going on all the time.
And now continuing my conversation with the Chair of the Department of Economics at the University of West Georgia, Dr. Joey Smith, regarding the impact of President Trump's series of steep tariffs, the focus now being on China.
China right now sits at somewhere in the neighborhood of 104%, which means everything that comes in from China is going to have a doubling of the price, most likely. That doesn't necessarily mean all of those tariff prices are going to be passed through to the consumer, but I do not think it's going to be possible for none of them to pass through to the consumer. The majority of the tariff is going to end up being borne by buyers in the United States, by people who buy the products that are being imported. We had a rule that basically said anything under about $800 that came into the United States from China individually did not go through customs. And so one of the other issues that we're going to face is that we're going to have customs become involved in a lot of different packages that were being shipped in, most likely through places like Amazon or eBay or other online retailers.
And Smith says with all products now expected to be screened and reviewed by customs, that will likely extend the time a product takes to get to your home or your business. And in my final segment with Chair of the Department of Economics at the University of West Georgia, Dr. Joey Smith, he says new tariffs implemented by other countries in reaction to President Donald Trump's new tariffs could result in hurting the state of Georgia quite a bit.
We've got a lot of people here in Georgia that are in some aspect of poultry, and a lot of our poultry actually gets processed, frozen, and shipped out of the country. And so that's one of our largest exports from the state. The automotive sector in Georgia produces about $50 billion worth of exports, a little bit more than $50 billion, in fact. That's probably the largest individual product by value that we produce in the state. the current administration is trying to figure out how to make sure that parts that are already taxed and end up in a vehicle don't end up being taxed again when they're moved back and forth across the borders. That's a real issue right now, that a vehicle could go up exponentially in price just simply because it moves back and forth across the border a couple or three times, or that parts come into the U.S. or are put into a car, they're taxed, and then the car, when it leaves the U.S., is going to be taxed again on its full value. So that's going to have a really large impact, and that's going to have pretty big detrimental effects on the state because they make up a relatively large proportion of our total exports.
And in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.